Rick and Smiley Morning Show, 9 minutes before the top of the hour. Wearing her chicken pot pie dress this morning. Miss Bernice Jenkins in his house.
That's right. Your whole dress made out of chicken pot pies. I glue them onto the dress and take it out the freezer and wear it.
Two of them throwing out.
I know. I had to wear it quick. I had to go home and change by the afternoon.
Is it steaming with a tie?
I don't bake it. I just the raw ones and stuff. I use the food products to make dresses, trying to get outside the box. And that's what I literally did with these chicken pot pie dresses. They definitely outside the box. You all right, Janie? You're laughing at the dress.
I'm laughing.
Maybe I should put it in the oven.
When it's on.
Somebody said, that dress is hot.
I wonder, will it draw up on you?
Probably not. Didn't get too hot, you had to put it back in the freezer.
What kind of pot pies are those anyway?
Chicken and turkey pot pies. I got a black beef pot pie dress.
They the nasty ones, ain't they, Rob?
Yeah.
Then I got a dress made out of those little Totino's pieces. The little square pepperonis that get caught in your teeth. Like you got a missing tooth, them pepperoni fit right in there. Hear that church announcements, govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Govern yourself.
Accordingly.
Mr. Edward Rasmussen, they didn't have burial insurance. Y'all know he died, Janie. And they couldn't afford to cremate his whole body. They cremate half of it. And put the other half of his body back to the family. And they put it in the deep freezer. So if we could raise another $500, we could finish that one.
Oh, Lord,
The usher board is asked to be careful whenever white people come to visit.
What?
The usher board is asked to be very careful when white people come to visit the church.
What?
The man who acted like he wanted to join the church last week was actually working for the repo company. After signing up to get baptized, went outside and repossessed Dick and Turnip Seed's truck. Please pay your car note. If not, for $5.99, we have a place where you can park it to keep it from getting repo.
The church got a repo parking lot that's here?
Yes, we do. It's fenced in and fenced over. They can't even get it out with a helicopter. Congratulations to Sister Tamika Fishwell. Fence over the top. Can't get it out. Can't get it under. They get them truck out there. They have to dig a hole and go underground and get it. But we got a good fence. And Jesus be a fence all around me every day. Congratulations to Tamika Fishwell, who had lost her Section 8 and WIC benefits last month because Janie, her baby daddy, Jamal, had got out of prison and moved in with her. But God is good. And Jamal got caught selling reefer and violated probation, so he's going back to prison. And now her kids don't have to move out of the projects after all. God is always right on time. And please keep 89-year-old Deacon Herman Ellis on the prayer line. He's recovering from gunshot wound after altercation on Monday afternoon. He was in the parking lot at Family Dollar, and some thugs had parked next to him, and they all had their pants sagging off their behind, and he told them to pull them up. They said, "Oh man, we'll bust a cap in your ass if you don't shut up." He said, "I wish you would," and all four of them did. They shot him 13 times. So.
It's the Ricky Smiley Morning Show.
Yeah, man. Praise the Lord.